We start this hour with the economic part of the coronavirus story. Congress is still struggling to pass a stimulus package that would send checks to most Americans and provide crucial loans for hurting businesses. But today, the Federal Reserve took major action, injecting more money into the economy in a move some economists are calling unlimited quantitative easing. For more, let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Jill, let's start with the Fed. The markets were supposed to be very bad today until that news that the Fed came out with before the markets opened this morning, saying that they're going to purchase unlimited amounts of bonds. Explain what the Fed is doing.
Well, you know that the Federal Reserve is often referred to as the lender of last resort. And here's an example of this. What certainly happened in the financial system is that there have been a lot of clogs in the system. And so we know immediately as things were getting a little bit hairy, the Fed said we're cutting rates to zero and we're buying federal treasury securities and mortgage-backed securities to keep the flow of money going. Well, then they included municipal bonds. They were going to do that as well. And this morning they said we're going to also provide some financing to investment-grade corporate securities, meaning companies who are having a really hard time being able to float their operations and get access to lending. The Fed said, yes, we will help them as well. They also mentioned that there will be some relief in terms of loan relief to small and medium companies. There weren't as many details on that, but essentially just know that this is the kitchen sink of actions from the Federal Reserve.
Okay, so that's what's going on the monetary policy side. What about the fiscal side? What is the latest from Congress, which is trying to put together its own $2 trillion stimulus package?
Well, you know, there's a few different components of it. Just think of it as sort of the large corporations, about $500 billion to those corporations. And the sticking point is really, number one, what strings come with that? We know that that obviously we don't want to be sending money to companies that give big pay increases to their executives, or they wouldn't be able to use this to buy their stock back or declare dividends. But, you know, there was a lot of unfettered authority from the Treasury about determining who receives support, and I think that there was some pushback on that. We also have the direct payments to us, to consumers, mostly to anyone who makes less than $100,000. That could also come in the form of the earned income tax credit, child tax credits, enhanced unemployment benefits. I think this is going to be incredibly important. Also, a small business facility here, somewhere around $350 billion. But again, a lot of this is predicated on what the companies have to do to get this money. A lot of small businesses are telling me, we don't have time to wait for this red tape. They've got to make this available now.
Exactly. And you've got banks like Goldman Sachs predicting the economy will contract 25% in the second quarter. J.P. Morgan saying 14%. A lot of pressure, basically, on Washington to do something and do it quickly. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst for CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thank you.
Thank you.